Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
Hi, this is Jaesu. I'm coming at you at Fun Expo in Welland, and we're here with Pam Rose, who is actually in the original Star Wars movie. Thanks for doing this, by the way.
You're very welcome.
I was on your website, and I was checking through your film credits, and I was really curious, how did you get into acting, and do you remember your first acting job?
Yes, my first acting job was 1968. I was working in a casino in Brighton, in England, and they were making Oh, What a Lovely War, and my friend and I went down, and we asked if we'd become extras and play parts and things, and I ended up leaving the casino and doing 3 months on the film. They liked me, and I did standing in, I did doubling, I did crowd work, a bit of everything. So that was the start of it, and that was with Richard Attenborough.
Okay.
So got pictures of me on the pier with him, so it was nice. And after that, the agent asked me if I would like to join them full-time instead of part-time, and that was the start of it all. So
great.
About 400 films later, and commercials and TV, and I left for a while and did other things to pay my mortgage, and I've started recently back again. So,
oh, great.
And when I retired from my job, Star Wars circuits appeared because I joined an agency, and she started getting fan mail because now everything was on the website, and quite surprised to get fan mail, and they said lots of people are looking for you because you're in Star Wars. So that started all the circuit.
And how do you feel about these conventions, meeting fans?
Oh, I love it. And I had to beg to come back this year because they could only afford, really, to bring one star this year.
Right.
And I offered to pay my own fare.
Oh, wow.
So that I could come back and meet everybody again because I had such a great time.
Oh, great.
That's the only thing that is bad, that you meet nice people and you never see them again, maybe. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to come back. And luckily, we did London, Welland. We did the Pop Comics, and we did a private signing with an American man yesterday. And this gentleman has come from America to interview us today.
Oh, cool.
So it's really exciting.
Yeah. Now, I was looking at the photos of your character from Star Wars. How long did it take to get that makeup on every day?
Makeup, 2 hours to put on.
Okay.
And 1 hour to take off every evening. But the worst thing was having the original cast so that it fit my head. And I was lucky enough that they gave me... Do you want to take a picture of this? Gave me a mold of my face, pre-wrinkles.
Oh, wow.
So that was from Mr. Stuart Freeborn.
Oh, wow.
Who sadly is the last one of their family to leave us, you know, and very recently. So that's great treasure.
Oh, wow. Now, you've probably been asked this before, but when you guys were making the movie, any idea it was going to go on to be as big as it was?
Not an inkling.
Okay.
Not a dicky bird. At the time, it was a job, and you just go from one job to the other. And
right.
Never. And as I say, I never realized until probably about 5 years ago. And it's gone mad since then. I've got like 17 events this year. Mm-hmm. And I'm already booked up for events September next year.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah.
That's cool.
And I'm nearing 66. So it's a great way to spend my retirement. I'm with people. I meet people. Maybe make a bit of money. See the world.
Cool.
So it's been great fun.
Cool. Now, if for some reason they asked you to be in episode 7, would you jump at the chance?
I don't think I could be seen in that outfit again. maybe. If they offered me to be the manager or the owner of the bar, which would be fun.
Yeah.
That would be good, sort of pulling the drinks and things. That would be great fun.
Oh, cool.
But I don't know, but it's made, I think they're going to make it near the Olympic Village, which they used last year in England.
Right.
There you go.
Over that side of London, so I don't know. I wouldn't refuse it, probably.
Oh, okay. Cool. Now, just to talk briefly about a different movie, because I'll kick myself if I don't ask you about this. You were in actually one of our favorite comedies of all time, Spies Like Us.
Oh, God.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
That's going back a few years.
Yeah.
That's the one with Elliot Gould and Donald Sutherland.
I want to say Chevy Chase. Or am I thinking of a totally different movie?
Well, I'm probably thinking of a totally different movie. I can't remember.
Okay, that's all right.
I've just worked on Kick-Ass 2, though.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
You can see me in the graveyard in the pouring rain.
Oh, cool, because we're definitely looking forward to that one. So.
Yes, everybody's getting shot to pieces, so that was fun.
Okay. Now, just for our listeners out there, if people want to check on your photos or your life, where can they go to do that?
I've got a website, PamRoseLeeSubSirLyn. PamRoseLeeSubSirLyn.com.
Okay.
And I have a shop and a lot of the things I've worked on. I haven't updated it recently. I've been too busy.
Oh, I guess so, yeah.
The weekend before I came to Canada, we were in the south of France.
Oh, wow.
Girls doing one of their first cons down there.
Oh, cool.
So they were really happy to see us. And, okay.
Well, we certainly appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today.
Well,
and
it's a
continued
pleasure.
Success.
Pleasure.
All right, thank you very
you
much.
Much.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.